You've got to pet them so they can feel it.
Heavy petting on 95 BFM. Thanks to Pet Doctors.
Go Ducks.
Good afternoon, E from Pet Doctors.
Hi, Johnny. How are you doing?
Good. And to my left, I'm also joined by Big Hungry.
Location. How's it going,
back
mate?
In. Yeah.
Hey, just quick, right off the top of the thing. Do you know of anyone domesticating ducks and using them as pets? Is that a thing?
Yeah, domesticating ducks.
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head, really.
I was expecting no. So.
I guess for food, maybe.
But, true.
Yeah.
My cousin had a pet duck, actually.
Yeah.
That's a grey area, isn't it? Pets that you're sort of growing to eat. Is that?
No, she wasn't growing it to eat it.
Well, I mean, that's kind of that's what he was just getting at, though. Mm. That's like, I know people that have had pet, and I'm quoting, like pet pigs that they ended up eating. You know, they call them Brecky and went hard out on it.
Oh, yeah. No. Mr. Bacon or something?
I've heard it can be a difficult personality for a pet to have, but being ducks. Mm. They're not quite like the chickens.
Yeah, ducks. I feel like they're a bit more refined than chickens.
Yeah. Now, we'll jump straight into these questions that we've got here.
Sure.
Why does my cat constantly lick my hands? Also, the cat prefers me over my partner. Why would this be? We give her the same care.
Yeah, it must be the taste that you give off.
Do you think it's because a certain type of sweat, or
is the cat kind of like sort of just waiting for the time that the owner kind of maybe passes away and just knows which ones to snack on first? Is it?
No, I mean there's certainly some behavioural causes such as just sort of attention seeking. Some cats are slightly passive aggressive. I've got one of those cats. I can tell you the time when my partner and I went out and then came back after a couple of hours and the cat basically ripped our curtain right in front of us.
Eye contact? It was just
looked at us and just went, rip. And the netting in the curtain just went, yeah. It's you had to see it to actually believe it. But
cats are naughty. Amazing. Cats are so naughty like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some cats do lick because they do have something else going on, and some of them do have issues with their gut. Some cats have gastrointestinal disease, like inflammatory bowel, that can cause them to do these really weird kind of behaviors. Some cats do it when they have mild seizures as well. So it sort of depends on context, really, I guess, the age of the cat and what was she doing before she was doing the licking? Can you interrupt her when she's licking as well? So, or does it just keep going for minutes on end? So while it seems a bit odd, and sometimes it is just attention-seeking behavior, mm-hmm. It can sometimes herald something else going on that might not be completely normal either. So potentially maybe see your vet in regards to that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What about, let's moving on to dogs now. We've got a Labrador. He is not interested in chasing a ball. Yeah. Not even one bit. Why?
Yeah. He's a bit bored with
Didn't get the memo, eh?
Yeah. I guess it depends on the age of the dog as well. And whether it's a young puppy or a young dog versus, I guess, an older dog. I mean, there are some older dogs who might not be interested in chasing because they're painful. They might have a little bit of the old arthritis going on.
Maybe this is just a real smart Labrador, though. It's like just kind of crossing over. It's just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, some dogs just don't have that drive, and they talk about chasing. Like chasing balls as having almost like a prey drive, like they sort of view it like a prey.
But it's like, you feed me like twice a day. It's all good. I don't have to.
Yeah, it's the chase. It's like all species. I think sometimes the chase is better than the reward. Mm. So that could be the reason.
I've definitely looked directly into a dog's eyes as it's brought me the ball back, and you can see the dog's like, "You're fucking gonna throw it again, aren't you, son of a bitch?" And because it knows that it's contractually obligated to go and chase the ball again. Yeah. Most dogs.
So but it's then most Labradors, you probably get that vacant look.
Ball.
I thought a Labrador was sort of bred specifically to do retrieving, or is that not the case?
That's a golden retriever.
The retrievers from a gun dog sort of point of view, they do have some instinctual part of them.
It's broken, take it back, maybe.
Yeah, but some of them, as I said, they don't seem to have that prey drive that actually, and it's a fine balance between having too much of a drive versus not having enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes training can help increase that as well, but sometimes it's just what they're born with.
It might have, it's probably got some other epic skill, you know, might be good at PlayStation. Exactly.
Swimming, retriever, it could be a good swimmer, yeah.
Another dog one?
Yes.
Another dog one. Let's go. We've been guilty of feeding our dog from the table for a few years. Classic. And now he barks at us unless we give him food. How can we reverse this behavior? Can we stop him from barking? God, dogs are so annoying, eh?
That's a put classic food in its mouth. And very difficult one, unfortunately. Is it another Labrador? Or?
Yeah, I would say. I think is this one of those things? Once you've started, you just can't stop. Both of you end up feeding, and the dog just ends up expecting food.
Well, remove the table and eat on the floor.
I think guilt. It's right in the question. Being guilty. I think guilt plays a big part of it. That you sort of look into those big brown eyes and. And you feel guilty that they're not getting the food that you're getting, and it's very common and can be difficult, especially after years. That might be a bit tricky.
There's kind of more at play here, eh? Like on a health side of things, because you shouldn't feed a dog what you eat, right?
Ideally not. Some of the food that we get tend to be probably a bit higher in fat for them.
Look at the world, eh? Like, it's bad. It's all bad. Don't give it to the dog.
I mean, things like that is trying to start from the start and having them away from you when you're eating and obviously not having their own little place that you can put them in, that you can reward them to be in that place like a mat. And so rewarding them for being there and not obviously around the table side of things. And I guess after a few years, my advice is potentially seek the help of a behavioralist. They can come in and have a look and see the dynamics in the house and see what you do, see what the dog does. Because it does take a little bit more work in terms of trying to fix that. But it can be done, absolutely.
Okay. Now I've got a personal question that I've snuck in here, E.
Sure.
I was at Mission Bay not too long ago, and a gentleman had a huge lizard in his arms, and I was shocked because I didn't realize we would have exotic lizard species in New Zealand. And I've since figured out it was a water dragon.
Yeah.
Why would someone want to have one of those as a pet? Like, would you recommend it as a pet?
Well, what's the limit of what you're even allowed in this country? Yeah. Like, because I'm with you. It kind of looked like a kimono from where you're standing. Eh? You're like,
I mean, you can have eastern water dragon. I think it's the Australian eastern water dragon in this country. And I mean, I guess personality-wise, I don't have a lot of experience with them. I hear they're. They're an interesting pet to have. They like the water, obviously. They're not too fussy an eater, and apparently are quite hardy, and can actually live for quite a long time. And
this could be the new dog.
Yeah, well, they mention about 25 years in some of these.
That's a good innings.
Cases. So,
and you're saying hardy is in like you can be kind of they will just live no matter what kind of thing. You don't have to be an awesome pet owner.
To a certain point, I think there's a few things that, especially when you're looking at making an enclosure and feeding and whatnot, that you have to do, like all lizards. So having artificial lighting, the UV having UV lighting is really important,
right?
Because they do get a lot of sort of metabolic diseases, and they need the UVB to sort of make more vitamin D.
So like a grow lamp kind of thing.
Yeah. Well,
holy shit! I could put a lizard in with my deck and protect all my weed. That'd be amazing.
It just makes sure that they can actually absorb the calcium for their bones, basically. So it's quite important. The other thing, too, of being a water dragon is apparently they poop in the water. So you have to you do have to change your water quite frequently.
Is it? So it's an indoor thing, not an outdoor thing? Because they're quite big, aren't they? They're about a metre long.
John was petrified, E. He was petrified. Mate.
Apparently, yeah, they can get up to about 100 centimetres. So I think the younger ones you keep indoors, but the outer ones, the big adults, you can keep outdoors, basically. So it's a bit of both. I think the smaller, younger dragons, they do sort of mention about having indoors.
Okay.
Definitely going to investigate this a bit further.
I know. I actually phoned a breeder.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't believe it, and I was like, look, what do I need to know? What's something I need to know? And they said, I tell you what, one thing, get it young, because if you get an old one, they can be very aggressive.
Stroppy.
Do they lick your hands too, like the cat?
I think you might be sans a finger or two by the sounds of things.
They always look real mellow, massive lizards, they just sit there like...
I guess they need their calcium and vitamin, basically, don't they?
Oh, we've got a classy one to wrap things up.
I thought they were all classy.
We've got a real classy one here.
Yeah.
John, you can read this. You typed it, I think.
someone texted in E, and they said, look, my cat does quite bad farts all the time. He's on a diet of Whiskers dry biscuits.
I thought I said whiskey.
of Whiskers dry biscuits. Will mixing up his diet help, or is there anything I could do apart from his diet?
That is annoying, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, trying a potentially a more premium diet. I guess Whiskers is it's more of a supermarket sort of diet. Probably a bit higher in fat, and that could be contributing to the social awkwardness that the cat is experiencing. So some of the more premium sort of diets out there tend to have sort of probably slightly better ingredients, quality ingredients like protein. And that can certainly help the wind. Again, sometimes bad wind can actually indicate that there's something else going on internally.
Yeah, it sounds like the cat might be having a bit of a bummer of a time, no matter what.
But certainly, some of them do have inflammatory disease in the gut too. They can actually cause bad wind. So it's not necessarily just a diet thing, but a simple thing to try is just, put them on a slightly more premium diet. My cat's on one of those, and the poos that come out of the other end are beautiful and dry.
Mint-conditioned crabs.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't realize Whiskers was high in fat, but, because you don't think about that because it's a biscuit, but...
I mean, it does come in. Often what you find is slightly less protein, slightly more fat for taste, basically. So, just try a different, more premium diet and see whether that helps.
Okay, so cats and dogs do have taste buds. I've sort of wondered, because some of the things that they
eat. Epic smell.
Not necessarily.
No, but they're smelling so much more. So they're like, there's something smells good in this. Something smells good in it. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Well, in the case of a Labrador, the more decomposed a carcass is, the probably tastier it is.
Right. Yeah. Hey, thanks, E.
No worries.
That's always a pleasure, mate. And we do implore anyone with any problems to skadoosh along to pet doctors. You guys have a few locations dotted around?
Yep, just look up online and you'll find one that's close to you.
Yeah. All right, hey, thank you very much, E.
Always a pleasure. Yep. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Is my cat too fat? Heavy petting on 95 BFM. Thanks to Pet Doctors.